It's the type of deal that European countries have now been sort of hard-pressed to try to step up to the plate and revive, because as you see, Donald Trump's been stepping back from the Ukrainian front, no longer directly supplying Ukraine, and rather cajoling, you might use the word bullying, the Europeans to buy the weapons from U.S. stockpiles and then supply them on, that is, to Ukraine. So the Europeans have really been taking on the brunt. And within Europe itself, the Nordic countries, such as Sweden, which let's not forget just joined NATO last year, 2024, it's a new member of NATO, really trying to step up as part in this long-term cooperation agreement. Like I said, it's the beginning. They've signed a letter of intent, which really starts the whole process. Saab is going to have to ramp up its production of these jets, maybe in, over the next couple of years, producing 20 to 30 of them a year. I think the initial production's already 60 are in the pipeline. Like I said, up to 100 to 150 of them. It's a big deal, perhaps Sweden's biggest aircraft export deal ever. And I'll just mention he was in Norway before this. It's a swing of the Nordic countries. Norway's donating almost $150 million to Ukraine for natural gas to help it with electricity and heating through what's expected to be a very cold and difficult winter.